Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Vote and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
What up, we're back, Jay Foreman, DP. My man Harrison on the ones and twos. NFL talk for this hour. A lot of stuff going on in sports, man. You got four MLB games, obviously playoffs. Detroit is up on the Guardians, 3-0. Pretty much the game is middle of the eighth, but
let me give you this. So it's 2024, and two of the teams that are currently in the playoffs, and this is a rare pairing. But what if I told you there's a team that in 1984. In the championship series, they faced the Kansas City Royals and then the San Diego Padres in the World Series.
Oh, that'd be Detroit. Yeah, that's right. They had my man Alan Trammell.
Just 30 years ago. Yeah. Sometimes the Matrix hiccups, right? You get a glitch.
Oh, yeah. Because I'm saying, hey, them Padres are they knee deep in them Dodgers right now.
The Dodgers want no part of this.
Yeah. They want Manny Machado doing his thing out there, boy.
Him and Tatis.
And they meringuing the whole way in the locker room.
They got a mariachi band in the locker room.
They celebrating like they won the world championship after every game, man. More power to them. But back to these Jets with the big news yesterday. In the middle of the day, so essentially on the mandatory day off for everybody listening, the mandatory day off in the NFL is Tuesdays. Firings usually happen on Mondays, just FYI, right? The Jets played over in London, I think. And then upon the, coming back, Robert Saleh was going to demote or take away some of the play calling duties of the OC. Aaron decided to say, hell no, I don't like that. Go up to Woody Johnson, called him on his cell and said, you know what? It's time to make a move. Look, Aaron Rodgers says he had nothing to do with it. Yeah, you did. And there's no, and I guess that, he has to say he didn't. But here's where Woody Johnson as an owner failed the Jets fans, like DP's talked about, and some of the players. When, you sent multiple Jets out there to recruit Aaron Rodgers, obviously he didn't. It took so long for him to become a Jet because he really didn't want to be a Jet. And when and here's the thing that where you knew Aaron Rodgers ran the team. This year they have what's called mandatory minicamp. Mandatory means unless it's essentially a family emergency, that'd be like a death, birth of a child, something like, I guess, a wedding or whatever. You are obligated through your contract and your contract with the team that to be there. Aaron Rodgers has chose knowingly that this would undermine the head coach not to show up. Therefore, it let me know that dude is above the head coach, and the time clock or the hot seat on Robert Saleh was in warp speed, and it was never going to work out unless the Jets were 4-1, 5-0, even 3-2, and any type of blame or any type of the first big move would be that would be the domino. But this is how this really happens. This happens because the GM and the people that make these decisions, that's in salary cap, free agent, signings, and how they manage the team, failed Robert Saleh from the get-go, from the very beginning. Because if you get Aaron Rodgers, the first thing you have to do is make sure the offensive line is up to par. It has not been, right? No matter what type of supplements he's taken, no matter what type of, to help heal the Achilles injury.
Tea and candy.
You signed a aging and declining Tyron Smith and multiple other guys that weren't very good. And you decided to bring in an offensive coordinator that essentially was a mouthpiece for your quarterback. And you have two really good running backs. You have Hall, who's a pro bowler. And then you got Allen, who's kind of like thunder and lightning. You know, he's the guy right there that could, you know, be the change of pace back, even though he's big like a defensive end. And you have chosen not to establish some sort of running game to go along with your passing game. And then you turn around and fire a defensive-minded coach where the defense is only giving up, I think, 21 points is the most, and that was the last game. And that's what you do. And right now, this is the lasting memory for Aaron Rodgers' career. And this is what I'm telling you. It's no different than Russell Wilson. And good on Russell Wilson to get out of Denver. Now he's at Pittsburgh, and if he can get back on the field, great. But this is the last thing that people are going to remember about Aaron Rodgers. And here's also what's different, a little bit more to it. Mike McCarthy. All the reports you used to hear about Mike McCarthy, that he stayed in the hot tub too long.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Vote and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey. Boy, you mad because the dude got in the hot tub? That he's in the hot tub too long. You were calling the plays and he wasn't, right? It was essentially you and Devontae, outplaying the play calling of Mike McCarthy. And nobody trusted him in the locker room. Well, you got him fired. And Mike McCarthy and his play clock management is suspect at best, even if you're on PlayStation 5. But I will tell you what, he's won games everywhere he's been. Right? You can't take anything away from what he's doing down there in Dallas. But now this is the second head coach that you got fired. Personally got fired. And it does happen. Reggie Herring, I wrote about Reggie Herring in my book. I love Reggie Herring. He took my game to another level for the 3 years that we worked together. I still talk to him to this day. I'm praying for him because he's down in Florida. There were guys that I played with that Reggie, they viewed it as too hard on them. Essentially, he wanted them to essentially line up and play hard. That got him fired. Now, obviously, Reggie knows how to coach. He went to Denver. He went to Dallas. Then he was in Denver, won Super Bowl and all that. He's been hired multiple times. Was a leading tackler in Florida State history when he played. But it does happen like that, man. And that's how you have a poisonous type of organization when you have a player that can go and get a coach fired. Now, if a coach is treating you bad, right, then all bets are off. But if he is coaching you and wanting you to be what you need to be, you wouldn't, the Jets are done. There's no, you can't come back.
And we've seen, they pulled back the curtain. So they did the hard knocks.
Yeah.
Right. And you get to, if you're really paying attention, I mean, there's the entertainment side of hard knocks.
Yeah.
But there's a reason why a team is on hard knocks. There's a reason.
Oh, yeah.
There's some shenanigans and nonsense. HBO is never going to say, you know what? We're going to do Hard Knocks to the most boring, between the boundaries, yeah, foundationally sound, yeah, right? They make good decisions. The cuts are easy because you've got an old squad and you're simply trying to infuse first some class, new blood into, yeah, it, right? They're going to run it. Nope. They love the train wreck. They, yeah, love the train wreck. They know. And we got to see the Jets. And you watched it. And listen, that fake coolness.
Yeah.
That was rampant with the Jets.
Yeah.
And I remember saying on this very show that if Rodgers is legit in his motivation, and it's not ego-driven, but win-driven, and there's a difference, oh, yeah, between him doing well, proving that he still got it, and him doing the things required for the Jets to be a factor in the AFC. And there's a difference. And, yeah, we've seen now, you can't lead if you're really thinking about yourself.
You can't do it. Yeah, that's the perfect. that's the phenomenal. And if you want to, an example of somebody doing it to, you know, going to a place and doing, just look at Tom Brady when he went to Tampa. Tampa is still benefiting. I don't care what Baker Mayfield says, still benefiting off of Tom Brady coming there. Still to this day. So you usually tell your legacy after you leave. So the championship or winning DNA is now in Tampa. A lot of those same players, but he brought it out of them. Aaron Rodgers is just getting in there and trying to do his thing for Aaron, and it's all about him. And yeah, he's very intelligent. He's very smart, but you're not the smartest guy in the room, dude. You're just not. You're still.
We need you to be the best leader in the room.
But you can't if you're not invested. I mean, this is a perfect segue because I said I was going to talk about what it takes to win. It doesn't matter if you're in Pee Wee leagues, high school, college, or the pros. I think sometimes people get so like fixated on these catchwords, right? You know, like I always talk about in the draft when as soon as everybody get drafted, it's a surreal feeling. Okay, that everybody says that. Why? What do you feel like when you get drafted? Man, I feel great. I can't believe this is happening. That's what you need. You know, then it's the surreal, or it's buy-in, or it's culture, or it's, you know, mindset, or whatever it is. But at the end of the day, there's about two or three things that need to happen. And we're talking about the Jets. We can talk about the Browns. We could talk about Dallas. We could talk about anybody. You need two or three things to happen to give you what I call that Mr. T starter kit that you can always start with and go back to, and you will continue to win. Why is Kansas City continue to win? Why is Philly generally? Why is Pittsburgh? Because these two or three things are always done. And with that being said, we're going to take a quick break, come back, short segment, 5 o'clock hour. We'll dive into that as well. We'll return some texts here, or we'll read off some of your texts here in a short segment. Jay Foreman, DP Harrison, we'll be right back.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV.
Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.